From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The contest for the next president of the United States will be officially launched tonight. The message Democrats presented at their convention Wednesday night in Philadelphia was clear. Hillary Clinton is prepared to be the next president of the United States, and Donald Trump is not. Clinton will accept her party's nomination tonight, officially launching the presidential campaign. President Barack Obama echoed the hopeful tone of his own campaigns for president in a speech that both highlighted the accomplishments from his administration and described Clinton as the candidate in this year's race who believes the country is better when people of all backgrounds come together. He said no man or woman has ever been more qualified to be president than Clinton, who served as Secretary of State during his first term.
And no matter how daunting the odds, no matter how much people try to knock her down, she never, ever quits. That is the Hillary I know. That's the Hillary I've come to admire.
Vice President Joe Biden spent a large portion of his speech focusing on the Republican candidate, Donald Trump.
A man who seeks to sow division in America for his own gain and disorder around the world. A man who confuses bluster with strength. We simply cannot let that happen as Americans. Period.
Trump's campaign issued a statement calling Wednesday a sad night for the Democratic Party. You can follow the convention at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Donald Trump encouraged Russia Wednesday to hack into the mail server of his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, to find the 30,000 emails that are missing from her time as Secretary of State, according to Trump. He said it would be interesting to see. I'll tell you this, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing, Trump told reporters. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. He said Moscow probably already has the emails Clinton considered to be private and deleted from the private email server she used while she was the top U.S. diplomat from 2009 to 2013. The Clinton campaign called Trump's statement the first time that a major presidential candidate has actively encouraged a foreign power to conduct espionage against a political opponent. Trump sought to distance himself from the purported Russian connection to the hacking at Democratic offices and Moscow's supposed support for his candidate. He said, "It's so far-fetched, it's so ridiculous. Honestly, I wish I had that power. I'd love to have that power, but Russia has no respect for our country," he said. China's military says it will hold joint exercises with Russian forces in the South China Sea. That following a recent arbitration ruling that rejected Beijing's claim to almost the entire strategic body of water. The air and sea drills will be held sometime in September and were aimed at deepening relations between the two militaries and boosting their capacity to respond to maritime threats. That according to ministry spokesman Colonel Yang Yuzhan at a monthly news briefing. He said the exercises were not targeted at any third parties. He did not disclose the specific location in some areas of the South China Sea are not disputed. Californians were treated to an unexpected light show late Wednesday when a Chinese rocket re-entered the atmosphere. U.S. Strategic Command spokeswoman Julie Ziegenhorn told the Associated Press that the Chinese CZ-7 rocket re-entered the atmosphere but would not comment on whether the rocket ever posed any danger to people on the ground. She referred further questions to the Chinese government. Astronomer Jonathan McDowell of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics in Cambridge, Massachusetts, speculated on Twitter the object was debris from a June 15th launch. He told the Los Angeles Times that the debris likely re-entered over Utah and was traveling at roughly 29,000 kilometers per hour. Numerous people posted videos of the object streaking through the night sky on social media. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington. More at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.